Well, it's Thursday, June 27th, 2019. And this is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners, 9 a.m. County Workshop, County Administration Workshop, in the BCC Conference Room. We have a packed agenda, so let's get to it.
President R.
Number one is Department Business.
President R.
And you're right. Hey, Call. President R, Commissioner DeYoung, Commissioner Fowler, and Commissioner Morgan is not in attendance. That's why it's my voice you're hearing. Item one is Department Business, Public Works. Thank God you're here, Rob. What should we talk about? License agreement to locate improvements in public right-of-way.
I feel bad if not for me, we could have avoided a meeting. And honestly, I hate to tell you this, we probably didn't even need this meeting, but I figured if nothing else, it's good for the two of you to hear this because it comes up fairly rarely. So,
right.
As you know, there's no county or a public water system out there in the hinterlands, but we do occasionally get a private water line. So when that does come around, we want to make sure that it's absolutely the only way they can get there, because when possible, we don't like extra utilities under the roads and the bridges and the ditches, that kind of thing, especially a smaller line like this, because it tends to get forgotten years from now. As I'm recalling, this would only be the third or maybe fourth that's out there, and it's typically a situation where going around or through or around otherwise would be incredibly onerous. That's the case here. So what we then do is try to put enough binders on this to where it doesn't get lost in the mix. So obviously it's recorded along with the plat with the various properties involved. And the bigger thing for us is we want it marked. So we're going to have carsonite posts outside of it. So if our guys are up there ditching 3 years from now.
Carsonite?
Those are the paddles. I'm sorry, yeah. The paddles are about that shape and about 5 feet tall. You hit them, they kind of do this job. So they'll put one on either side. So if our guys are ditching, they say, wait a second, what's that? Let's not go all the way down there. Most of the future obligation is on the property owners out there. So if this thing fails, it's going to be on all of them to say, gosh, everybody's got to kick in $2,000, dig this thing up, redo it, pack it, redo the road kind of thing. But it's really just a matter of getting it recorded for us and acknowledging that there is a utility out there. They have to file with the PUC as anyone else would. So if you go call for a locate, that thing pops up right along with the Vista, with PP&L, whoever else. And this is, Shadow Mountain.
What's the length of it?
Just basically across the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the water line itself is pretty long. It goes up to a well with a holding tank, and then it supplies 4 houses, I believe.
Right. This is just in black and white, so we don't have the...
Yeah, the actual crossing is right near the turn down in here. Okay. And if you've been up Shadow Mountain, it's a beast. It's pretty dang steep, and the water supply is not great up there. So it's effectively got a holding tank on one property with the only decent producing well that's holding for, I believe, it's 4 houses, if not 5.
Is that one of the oldest subdivisions in our county?
It's the longest developing. That sign has been up there for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, this is one back in 97 flood, we had a catastrophic failure on a culvert there. It got plugged, blew the whole road out. It was a couple $100,000 bucks. Yeah, big one.
Now, is this the standard? Are these streets the standard and been in? Are they in our road system or is it still private?
Yes, in our road system. That's why we're here having this discussion.
Right,
yeah, at least one of the other ones.
What are we doing if it's not?
Exactly. Yeah, Marty Bauer's got one which is still on public right of way.
Is that the one out there on?
Yep.
On Pickett Creek?
Yeah, Pickett Creek. So we're not as concerned with that one because it's not like we're going to go out there and pave it, but same idea. If it's in a spot that could potentially be accessed by the general public, it's got to be documented and everything
else. It's platted as a county road. It's never been accepted
Correct.
Into our road system because
yes.
It's never improved. We went through that when that first big storm washed the culvert out there, and Marty Bauer calls and said, you got to get out here and replace this culvert. Well, the son of a gun is what? That's a 5-footer out there.
It's a big one.
And it said, if you got to get out here and do this, that's your road. And I said, I got to look at this, Went out and looked at it, and it was a 4-foot culvert stuffed. They wanted to make the road wider, so they stuffed a 4-footer inside a 5-footer. Well, they didn't do anything to seal it. So when the 5-footer fills up, it just washes around the 4-footer, and all that road goes away. When they wanted us to fix it. And I said, if you can show me, here's the plat, this, and he had something similar to this. I said, I don't see anywhere where it's accepted in our road system, because Rob said, it's not in our road system.
Right.
And what it amounts to is how that process works, is they have to bring all those streets out there up to county standards, then the board accepts it into the road system via something like this.
Yeah.
Right.
And we never found that. And that's why I took that back to Marty, and he just, I said, you're going to have to fix that yourself. You homeowner, you want to use that, you open that road back up, you're going to have to fix it yourself. When it gets bad enough going all the way up around Pickett Creek and coming back in from the top, then you'll fix it. Well, I don't know if they ever did fix it.
So even on a, yeah, on a non-maintained, so if there's the, if the power company or somebody else is out there and they're decided, hey, we're going to go trench in some power to this other house, we need to have it publicly noted that, yeah, there's this private water line down there with a chaser wire. So there's that one. There's
either,
this
either
one.
Way, or if they put the power wire in and somebody wants to put the water line in, it's all got to be documented somewhere, because it's still, it is our road. It's in the county.
Right, it's crossing our property.
Into the road system for maintenance, because it was never up to standard
There's that one. There would be this one. There's one on the Finley Bend Estates. Might be one more out there. I think that's it. Yeah, as a rule, we don't like them just because it makes it's one more thing.
Yeah, but I can see you trying to go around the cul-de-sac or something. That's ridiculous.
And that was why, And so the other negotiation between Neil and their engineer gets to be, all right, so what are we going to accept for plumbing code, for example? That's typically not our strong suit, so it's kind of finding a suitable standard to say, yeah, you can't run it in PVC, but you can do this. You got to sleeve it like this. Here's what the terminus looks like. That kind of thing.
So, shade the ditch, all that. Yeah.
So they've met all those thresholds, and here we are. So
sweet.
You learned something today.
So do you need do you have something for us to sign on this particular?
I think it's going to move to next Wednesday's business session.
Yeah, so I have to go there, but we have it out here today.
Eventually, there'll be a place to sign as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to talk about, sir?
That's the exciting stuff. Like I said, we just had the records request.
Pretty darn exciting.
I'm still on that beacon thing. We're getting some more complaints about that beacon thing, and I want us to come up with a date between Jason and you and Don Miller, come up with a date. I told Don, I said, you get here with your customer, because we're going to shut that off earlier rather than later, I think, up there. I said, how far do you feed? And that ditch feeds all the way out to the food bank and beyond, to Lathrop, where that stops.
Yeah.
But is there, you know, you got Kudlak's hemp farm out there and all that other stuff. How much water are they going to need, and when are they going to need it? Because we've shut down that ditch on a prior occasion to dig the creosote ponds up there at the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
We had to shut that ditch down because it's the ditch that feeds the aquifer.
Mm-hmm.
And we shut it down in September rather. They're supposed to run till the end of October.
End of October, right.
But if they can talk to their patrons, and the patrons, I'm not putting in a fourth crop of alfalfa, they can shut it down.
We are not going to be ready to go out to bid prior to irrigation season ending, I don't think. We're probably at about 40% plans right now, but that's got a lot of work.
So I would like to find, we've got to tell those people up there something. So you tell me a date. You guys figure out what kind of date you have, and that's what I want to shoot for. I don't want to say, we're going to be out there somewhere, because I want a date definite that we can tell the
generally
people.
Speaking, we're going to go out to bid after this irrigation system, after this irrigation season is
why
done.
Do we need to go wait till after the irrigation season to go out to bid? Why can't we be ready when the irrigation season?
It's going to depend on when design is done. That's a big project. There's a massive city water line under there as well that's going to require
well, that's,
stream
that's,
and
custom. Those are all things, but I don't want to say, okay, we're going to wait until after irrigation, then we're going to start the process, because now you're up there at Christmas.
Well, it could be, but either way, the construction would be then happening between the end of this irrigation season and the start of next. That it would be done before the beginning of next irrigation season. So we'll give Don a window to say, here's when it's going out. Have your guy ready when the road's going to be open. As we get closer, we'll be dialing it down. But at this point, I'd say we're still plus or minus a month in terms of when all those things are going to happen. But yeah, my goal is to have it done and buttoned up by May 1st, whatever their activation date is.
It's April, sometime April.
April, yeah. So, and Don will be part of the process. When that thing goes out to bid, we will just have the bid tab go out with a separate line item for fixing that pipe, whether that's a re-sleeve, whether that's a dig out and do it again. They can bid it both ways and give it to Don and say, here's your portion of it. So nod your head, sign off, and say, that looks good to me. And
do you think the project will be complete or just that one section of it?
My hope would be that the project is done, at least the road is down and capped back over. The sidewalk, we would probably have some wiggle room. We're going to bid that both ways too to see how much the sidewalk comes in at. I mean, it's going to probably be $200,000 for sidewalk, but while we're out there, it'll probably make sense. So yeah, obviously it's got to be done in terms of ground down so Don can turn it back on for irrigation system. Work above that could be going on a bit into May. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guy, that's fast.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But I just need to tell the people what kind of a timeline we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it done sooner rather than later. I don't want to just sit on it because we've got that timeline and then all of a sudden we're going, oh my God, we've got to get this thing done. I would rather be sooner, but we can tell the homeowner up there that's got the water in his backyard that the only thing we're going to do is that Don's going to work on how soon he can close the ditch off.
Sure, as soon as
so that the water, if it's leaking out of the ditch, it's the sooner we can shut that ditch off, the better it's going to be for him. After that, it's groundwater and ain't anything you can do about it. You take that ditch away and all of his excuses goes away.
Yeah.
He's still got water in his backyard. I don't want to hear a damn peep from it.
But it is. It's leaking out of the ditch.
Well, and so what?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that the key to it is how soon can Don shut that off.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to get done ahead of time, and he doesn't need to shut it off earlier because we don't have the engineering done. So that is going to kick back on our side. And that's fine. But either way, it's when we shut the water off is when his problem stops.
Right.
So that's it.
Which is also going to be on Don a bit, too.
If it's a dry fall and he says,
I got to run to the last day, then he runs to the last day.
We've done that before. Like I said, we shut it off a month ahead years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dan Shepard was in there.
Yeah.
We had to shut it off. So the water table was not going to fall out there. And as it was, Martin used $96,000 just sounding those wells out there. Right.
The other thing we'll do as a part of that process is we will strongly suggest that he allow us to do inspection on it because that didn't happen the last time. It was just the project was done and it was inspected. That's my guess. So, yeah, it's under our rules.
Well, it's in the city, too, so...
Yeah, but nobody knows it's happening, you know, there's a gap like that.
It's there right away. They were there first.
So they don't have to get a permit and get an inspection?
They got to follow all the stuff.
Yeah, well, it sounded like they were skipping an inspection.
But as far as it's in the city, so it's our jurisdiction. It is theirs first. Their water rights and their easements go back way, way, way before the city grant stops even up there.
So, all right.
It's close on the beacon yet.
But it needs to be, we all need to work together on it.
Property, that, or the city line is weird.
Yeah.
Heading up Hillcrest and Beacon up there.
I want to say Beacon was deeded 24, 27, maybe. I don't know. GPIDs are on that same time, too. Yeah, you're getting back into the almost a century old. So, got to do it.
If we want to get it done, we're going to have it open one time and not shortchange it at that time.
Nope.
Get it done, get it overbuild it rather than underbuild it.
Get it done right.
So that part, you check that box and it's never going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even opposed to if Don says, oh my gosh, I can't afford it. Fine, we'll do the whole project and you can pay us back on 5 year or whatever. I want it done right so the brand new road, curb, gutter, sidewalk doesn't settle it.
Amen. Okay. All right, sounds good.
Sand Creek's jamming along. I guess that's the other big one. So
we had a question on that at the Sand Creek Cajo show the other day.
Yeah,
Sand Creek.
Got a little nervous. First couple piles were not getting to resistance. They were starting to mushroom the top because they were banging them so long. We went back out and got them done. The other side worked. So, yep.
Good.
And they agreed to let us spend money to fix the detour route that's been there too, so we can fix D-Woody and Harley back up to how they looked before they got 10 times the normal traffic.
Because we don't usually do that. We had an opportunity from the worm farm out behind Walmart as you go around. When they did the climbing lanes, we should have made them fix that. That hole, that should have been a grinding cap when they were all done.
Roads that are not built to heavy-duty standards, and they said 10 times the volume.
We didn't do that. That's our fault. When we were on the city, we should have demanded both of those to happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks,
Ron. Good times.
Thanks, guys.
I'm off Friday, Monday, but...
I'm off Friday.
That's exciting.
Right. I'm back down low.
Everything will blow up. All right. See you guys.
See ya.
Thank you, sir.
All right, on to item two, other business. Is there anything else that should come before the board?
I keep hearing of a letter that's floating around here, but I'll see if I can find it. And it was from the Illinois Valley Airport Advisory Board.
Mm-hmm.
The Illinois Valley Airport Advisory Committee. They wanted to meet once a quarter. And I said, you need to request that of the board in writing because I think their charter says that they'll meet once a month. And I don't know how we go about changing that, but I'll ask Wally about that.
Some sort of board action.
Probably just a board order would do it, that we accept their change, but I think I want that to have Wally so that I'm probably going to get some pushback anyway, but I agree with them wholeheartedly that
they don't need to meet every month.
Kind of redundant.
Right.
And
they could always call a special meeting if there was something
absolutely,
hot. Sure.
Absolutely. And I think they should use that more often rather than less. But And I think that maybe the Grants Pass Airport Board might go to every other meeting, every other month, so.
All right.
But I'll see where that is in our stuff. I'm still working with, because it was the board's request, on that house out at Illinois Valley Airport.
Oh, right.
I requested of Harold Hartman, I said, you need to have something in writing to building and planning and safety as to what exactly you're going to do with that house. To see that if Mark says, yes, that can be done. I got a letter back from Mark. I think you probably got the same one that said, well, you know, that could cost $125,000. And I called Mark back and I said, it's not any of your business what they want to spend refurbishing that. If they want to spend that, that's their money. Can it be done? I'm not asking you to say, can it be done feasibly, but can it be done? He said, well, you know, if that may mean tearing the whole place down and building it again. I said, if they want to do that, if that's what's required for building and safety, that's their decision to make, not yours.
Right.
So
are they still thinking of leaving it where it's at?
Yes, they are.
God, that's
awful.
They
want to leave it where it's at, pay us $35,000 for the house, and refurbish it, and then lease the land underneath it from the county.
And do we want to allow that?
I do. I want out of it. I want it done. And I, to be quite honest with you, I think there is something there that we're not quite looking at that I think could come back to bite us.
Giving away the both sides of the entrance to the airport.
No, but also I was looking out there, you know, we could change that entrance to that airport at some point in time. If it gets to be an issue, we can move the entrance down 300 feet and just fence that off.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a fence around theirs.
So,
all right.
I mean, we're down to this right now. We're just headbutting. That's all we're doing is headbutting. We're not going to get anything done out there.
Right.
And if it looks, you know, if you drive in and all they have is that house is theirs, and you drive in and it looks like the other houses are going to make it look like the other houses, I think that nobody's going to know. I'm not going to put a big sign up and say, that belongs to them and this belongs to us.
Right.
Nobody's going to know unless we say so.
They're going to remodel it so it's not historic anymore, so it matches the other buildings.
Well, I'm not here to find out what their, it's just like, and I use the example of an old car I bought in Christmas Valley. Everybody said to scrap it.
Right.
You know, everybody, oh yeah, well, that'll never be. And you know where it is now? It's on the front cover of New Zealand V8 magazine. Been in half a dozen magazines here in America. Right. And everybody else wanted to throw it away. It's just like me looking at the Mona Lisa and saying, I don't see it. She's just an ugly broad and probably has lead-based paint in it. Get rid of her. And I'm not here for that. Their passion is with that house. My passion isn't with the house. Yours certainly isn't. Neither's Lily's. Nope. Neither's Larry's. But they have a passion for that house for some reason. And I'm not here to tell them just to discount them and throw them away because we can. If that's where they want to spend their money, and it looks good, fine.
But you are here to do what's best for the county.
So. I want to do what's best for the county, which is give them $35,000 in this mess so that it's over with.
Or they give us
$35. Huh?
I thought they give us $35, I thought.
They give us $35, and we don't have to pay $20 to move it or tear it down. So it's actually a $55,000 swing in the airport's direction, plus about $100 a month rent.
Right on.
So, I'm in favor. Right.
I think we're well into board business and matters for commissioners.
Nope, I don't have any of that. I'll be out of town. I'll be out of the office probably this afternoon and tomorrow. Went down to that great race thing yesterday.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Fantastic.
That's great.
They were just blown away. The
reception?
The people, you know, run the thing. And I talked to their announcer and car number 5 was the keynote car, and I met their owners yesterday, and Pam and I had a real long visit with the owner and his wife and all the history of that particular car, the Great American Racer out of Newport Beach. So, you know, and they were good friends of a friend of mine here, and he's one that introduced us to them, and they were just nice folks. And of course, they introduced us to all their friends and stuff, so we were in this little inner circle. Nice. And getting all the lowdown about every car that came through. They knew the history of it. I mean, very informative, sure. But really nice people. And they were just blown away by the reception they got here last night, because G Street was packed. John Bowen did a fantastic job of organizing that.
That's good.
It looked really good. We showed really well to the folks in the American Great American Race. The guy, the announcer, I want to talk to him afterwards, and I said, welcome to Josephine County. He goes, this just blows me away. He said, as soon as we came into Oregon, and then the 101 and 199 through the canyon, and then to come out into this, and then to this reception, my gosh, it was very well done.
That is awesome.
Very well done.
Now, my wife and I went to Ireland in September, and we traveled the whole coastline on the south of Ireland, a different place every day, hit a couple castles. But we caught up with and spent two different nights with a rally race just like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was about eight of them.
Yeah.
And every morning they were out there with the tools.
Yeah.
Because there was always something to work on and tweak.
They had one car.
To keep them on the road.
One car that Jim was showing me, he goes, what do you think of this? And I said, wow, that's the side of an engine. I said, why am I looking at the other side? People's leg, he says, it broke a rod and blew a hole through both sides of the block about that big round. You're looking right through the engine, seeing a guy standing on the other side of the car. I said, so you're telling me he's done?
This one's done. tools to keep those things on the road.
It was very good. Grand Pass represented itself, and Josephine County represented itself very well with the people that organize it. They've been 2 years in the organization of this particular route, and they're so glad they choose Southern Oregon. They went to Gold Beach, Eureka to Gold Beach, turned back around and came through Smith River and then up to here. They're going leaving this morning. They probably already left. But they'll leave this morning and go to Crater Lake and end up in Bend tonight.
Oh.
And I don't know how big a reception they'll get in Bend, because it's pretty, carbon footprint. Get that thing out of here.
I love it. All right, anything else for the good of the order?
Nope, that's it.
Then let's end this meeting at 9:23.